Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to Apartment 4D, the podcast all about New Girl. I'm your host, Jill, here with my co-host, Joe.
Hello.
And Heather.
Hi, everybody.
And we'd like to wish you a Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Okay, before we get...
Oh, Happy New Year.
Oh, my God. Before we get started on recapping Season 4, Episode 1, The Last Wedding, we'll pass around the feeling stick. Joe, did you bring a feeling stick to kick off the new year? Not about the episode, just a feeling stick.
Oh, I was going to say it was about the episode.
Yeah, we're in season 4 of the podcast, so.
Something to kick off the new year?
No, just do you have a feeling stick, I was saying.
Oh, no, not really. Because everything I had would have been feeling about season 4, episode 1.
Okay, oh, Heather, do you have a feeling stick?
I do have a feeling stick. So there's a new show on ABC. There's only been one episode, and it's called Abbott Elementary. Mm. I thought it was absolutely hysterical. But there's a character who is, like, as passionate about teaching as Jess.
Nice.
And, like, dorky and same kind of outfits.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to see a Jess-like character, jump on out Abbott Elementary. You'll probably have some laughs.
Which actually does bring up a feeling stick.
Oh!
For you, you mean?
Okay.
I watched one of Jess's first movies over the holidays.
Oh, what?
Elf.
So one of Zooey Deschanel's
earlier. Oh, I thought you watched Elf already.
We watch it every Christmas, and he's talked about this on the podcast before.
Oh, that's why it sounded familiar.
She's got blonde hair, no bangs, and...
It's literally like someone cut and pasted what he said last time.
Yeah. I mean, totally...
Audio cut and paste.
Totally different.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Oh, but she's totally different in Failure to Watch.
So a year ago, when he decided to talk about it, he decided to announce that she's actually a singer first. And because she sings this song, he made up this whole backstory that wasn't
true.
Well,
she does sing.
Yeah, but he just, like, made up all these things. And this girl on Facebook said, and I quote, "If Joe keeps being inaccurate, I'm not going to listen to your podcast anymore."
So rude.
She was on episode 3.
Oh, she was?
Yes.
Oh, our beginning ones are brutal.
She might have some
Our podcast was not great at the start, but Joe's inaccuracy is whether it's good or bad.
Joe's inaccuracy, it makes it good.
I'm going to pass the feeling stick to myself to say that I miss Lamorne on live on Instagram, or I would have requested to go live with him like we did last time from our Apartment 4D account. And everyone was saying that he said he has a big announcement about New Girl.
Ugh. Oh.
And I'm sure because he just did a podcast that it's going to be that he's starting a New Girl podcast, which as a fan, I'm thrilled about.
I'm down.
But as host of this podcast, I'm like, I wouldn't even listen to this podcast given the option to listen to Lamorne's.
And we've invited him.
And that's it. That I think you could still watch too or listen to too. I still think there's room for us. But what hurts my feelings, if it's true, is that almost a year ago to the date, he said he'd be on our podcast. And now he's going to go start his own and diss me? That's harsh.
Shame, shame. I know Lamorne's name.
Also, I'd like to say that when I was getting ready to watch this episode, I had to go on Netflix to see the list of episodes, their names, and get the Netflix descriptions. And I didn't realize how much I like season 4. There's a lot of good episodes.
It could be season 2 of his other podcast.
What does that have to do with New Girl?
Remember the name of the other one?
Oh, because it's about New Girl.
He said his announcement. He has an announcement about New Girl. Not I have an announcement about
maybe
my other
podcast. Maybe it's
going to
be a New Girl reunion.
Well, they did just kind of do that. Virtually?
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to restart. Because they've all gone on record saying it's too soon to reboot the show. And I feel like they'd all be dropping hints, you know?
Yeah, not just Lamorne.
Anyways, that's a really long intro. So we'll get into the Netflix description of season 4, episode 1, The Last Wedding. When the gang attends a wedding and each of them sets out to get lucky, Jess eyes the best man, while Schmidt tries to talk Nick into a foursome.
Oh.
Joe, Flix description, go.
Oof. This one's a tough one.
It is. Especially because you seem surprised I'm asking you.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if I have a Joe Flix description.
First time.
If you think, now read that Netflix one again.
When the gang attends a wedding and each of them sets out to get lucky, Jess eyes the best man, while Schmidt tries to talk Nick into a foursome.
Yeah, that's pretty much the description.
Oh, okay. Oh, so I vote for Netflix.
I only do Joe Flakes when I feel like they're missing every the point time. Of the episode.
Oh, you literally we ask you every Joe time. It's a segment that we do.
But this one where it's spot cut on, dry. I don't have an issue with.
Gotcha.
Guest stars from this episode include Joe's second celebrity crush, Jessica Biel.
Oh.
After Jennifer Aniston.
From Seventh Heaven.
You really like girls whose names start with J. Jill, Jennifer Aniston, Jessica Biel.
Kourtney Kardashian.
That's not a J.
But Joe likes her.
And I don't need to...
Julia Stiles.
Okay. Oh, you like Julia Stiles? Yeah.
So, also, Ted is played by Reed Scott, who was in Veep. I don't feel like I need to say what Jessica Biel is in, because we all know who
Jessica
Biel is.
Jessica Alba.
Okay, Joe.
Oh, Jessica Alba's in this?
No.
No.
Oh, she's one of your crushes.
Not J.
Now you're just making up people with names to start with J. Although, been a lot for the start.
Sorry, listeners.
So, I'm going to get into the episode. We open with Justin Schmidt in Jess's room, and she's saying that there have been too many weddings. All the invitations are in the fridge, and she can't even get to the fridge anymore. And he's saying, no, you got to get back out there. We all need to hook up at this wedding. When Nick walks in tap shoes, which I love because every time he walks the rest of the episode, you hear the tapping. And
wait a minute. They're not just tap shoes.
Okay.
They're tap shoes from Goodwill.
That's true.
Oh, good point.
Yeah. I picked them up at the Goodwill. They were just kind of shiny.
Right.
Yeah.
And Jess is like, you had to have closed captioning for this. Oh. Jess is like, oh, yeah, I like them. They look nice.
Oh, she did.
Yeah, she's like in the background.
Well, she would like tap shoes. Yeah.
So Schmidt calls a loft meeting, but Winston can't get up because he's too sore from police academy training. And he announces that Coach and Schmidt are the only ones who've hooked up at weddings, and that all five of them are hooking up tonight because it's the last wedding of the summer, and, quote, winter is coming, end quote.
And you don't want to see what's underneath those sweaters.
You don't want to gamble, with the unknown contents underneath a bulky sweater.
That's a good one.
And then Jess tries to give them, a pact or, a team name. She comes up with Sex Fist, which no one really likes.
Yes, Sex Fist.
Now we open at the reception where we see Ted, who's the best man, giving his speech, which is a big hit.
Well, I'll tell you, before we get to the reception, another good line, which I didn't think you need closed captioning for, but
no,
another good
that.
Line was Jess is like, I don't know, man, I've been out of the game a long time, guys. And like, oh no, it'll be fine. We're all there. And she was, well, do guys still like an Oakland face with an LA booty?
Amazing line that happens in a couple more scenes.
It happened there. That'd be perfect timing for it.
No, it didn't.
Perfect comedic timing.
Yeah.
She was worried about how am I going to do this. But you got to be a fan of...
No, Joe, we all got the joke. It just hasn't happened yet.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll throw it back to you when we get there. So Ted's giving the speech, and Schmidt says that she should hook up with Ted, but, he's the best man, so he's like a wedding celebrity. And the waitress comes over, and Coach hits on her because he doesn't remember he's already hooked up with her, which makes him mad. Cece shows up to the wedding, but she Jess says she hasn't told the guy she's broken up with Buster yet because she feels like she needs to tell Schmidt outside of a hospital, like when you first give a baby peanut butter. So Nick says, Cece has a boyfriend, don't do this to yourself, stay focused and hook up with someone else to Schmidt, basically. So Jess goes up to the bar to try to talk with Ted when Kat walks up, who's played by Jessica Biel, and Kat's just, super aggressive and really weird. And I'm going to say, if I was at a wedding reception hitting on a guy and Jessica Biel walked up, I would just turn around and walk away.
I know.
Right,
Jess
Joe?
Has good self-esteem.
Yeah, that's tough competition.
Very tough competition.
And she does have a picture of herself with a guy who looked like Larry King.
No, we're not there yet.
Oh, we're all over the place.
That girl who's going to stop listening is really going to stop listening now.
Bye, we'll miss you.
So she goes back to the table, shows everybody Kat, and says, I need help, I need a strategy. And Cece says, just dance like this. And that's when she says, I've been, Joe, what does she say? I've been out of the game too long.
Do guys still like a girl with an Oakland face and L.A. booty?
An L.A. face with an Oakland booty.
Yeah. Oh, is that what it is?
Yes. Yeah. Which is a quote from a hip-hop song.
So Jess thinks Jess has an L.A. face?
No, she's just asking if that's still what guys like.
Oh, okay.
Then Winston says that he wants to give her advice, and she says, is the art of seduction really where you excel or something?
That was funny.
And he says, just be there. No matter where he goes, be there. I call it the Joe Biden, which is like the second time they reference
it
Joe Biden.
It is the second reference. It cracked me up.
Because Joe Biden is just there. Like he.
Well, back then he
back
was.
Back then
now
he was.
He's president.
He was a vice president.
He is kind of just still there now.
So he's kind of just there
around. Now.
Yeah. When he was vice president, he was just like having some ice cream.
He was having
hanging out.
He's been in politics for like 80 years, so he's always been there, no matter what. You can start any story, you know, end with and Joe Biden was there.
Yeah, if he's been in politics for 80 years, and he was like 20 when he started politics.
Well, he's like 140
he's like
now,
100,000
so
years
I don't know
old.
How old he is.
Yeah,
you gotta be hitting
ancient
triple digits.
Is the word.
Moving on,
triple digits.
So Jess just walks up to Kat and Ted, who are talking, and just is being there, while Coach is getting all the girls at the wedding really mad. We have a little montage.
Yes.
And Nick and Coach, Nick and Schmidt are hitting on some bridesmaids who say that they come home with them, but they want to have a four-way, and Nick just tap shoes his way out of there. Like, hard
funny.
Pass, no thank you, doesn't even say anything, just walks away.
Right.
So now we're on the dance floor, and the girls are fighting over Ted, which is a zoo, because they're dancing, and I love Jess, but I wouldn't say that's her art of seduction selling point is dance moves. Nick walks up to Schmidt, and Nick's just like, no, I'm not even going to talk about this with you. They have a lot of war metaphors, some that didn't even start making sense. And then Schmidt plays the CC card.
Ooh, Schmidt.
And before Nick can answer, Winston comes up, and they ask for advice when he spills salt and pepper on the table and says, oh, look, it's a mess of salt on the pepper. How did pepper get in the sand? And Nick's just like, tap shoes, running away again. Not going to happen, which I thought was a brilliant scene.
Just going back to Coach, just the random stuff, like a girl saying to him, you stole my phone charger.
Yeah.
And then a super old lady says, I rented Best Man Holiday and you're not in it.
Yeah, that was weird.
So old.
I guess he was lying to people at the last wedding. So now because Jess is just being there, she and Kat follow Ted to the bathroom. And when he goes in, Kat says, are you Bidening? She's like, how do you know? Because I'll always be one step ahead of you. So Jess runs into the bathroom. And Kat says she's not proud, but she locks her in and won't let her leave the men's restroom, where she runs into Ted and awkwardly tries to play it off. That was a rough scene to watch.
Yes. This whole episode was too racy for me, so it was all rough to watch.
Well, I don't know if that was racy, but
well, the episode
it
was
had
racy.
Potential to be racy, but then as always, they turned it into a debacle.
Well, and it's also kind of like they're copying the movie Wedding Crashers.
Yeah, it almost is like Wedding Crashers.
Yeah, because I've never known people who try to hook up at weddings. I've never heard of that.
Like literally everyone tries to hook up at weddings. That's a thing. We had a wedding, and a part of our wedding party was hooking up with each other. What are you talking about?
Really?
Oh, yeah. I don't pay attention to that. But
yeah.
Oh, okay, Joe.
I don't either. I would never think of that.
Yeah.
I don't go to many weddings, but I think about celebrating the bride and groom.
Yeah.
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 Okay. So Nick and Cece are talking, and he finds out that Buster and Cece broke up. And he says, oh, because of you, I have to do something awful. Says he's in, shakes Schmidt's hand, and Schmidt says, you have a hand like a hoof.
That was funny.
Never mind, I'm out.
I wrote that down too.
Well, are we talking about when Nick asked Jess on the toilet?
Nope, we're almost there.
Oh.
So Nick goes into the bathroom and finds Jess.
On the toilet.
Yes, and they sit together and she says, maybe she's not a fridge person. And he says, yes, you are. Just be yourself. If he's not in tune, something's wrong with him. Joe, did you have
something?
But
then he goes right in the middle of the conversation. Okay, wait, side note. What do my hands feel like?
Hooves.
And she doesn't even feel them. She's just like, hooves.
Yeah.
He's like, son of a.
Yeah. I love his reaction to that.
I want to add that this scene was not original. Golden Girls invented this scene of communication at a wedding bathroom.
I feel like lots of TV shows have had that happen before.
Well, she says
that he's the last, she's the last hope out of the group. So she has to follow through and hook up with this guy. So she walks up to Ted. She says, I'm going to be myself. Named some really random facts about
her. I didn't invent anything.
Her crush was a Batman cake.
Then Kat walks up, and what does she do with her phone, Joe? Was that you? Who? No, Heather was the one who
shows her naked picture.
And Jess counters with,
this is me and a guy I thought was Larry King.
So brilliant. And it's decision time.
It's not even the real Larry King.
A long time passes, and Ted can't make up his mind, so Kat walks him out, and the girls just call it and say it's over. And it turns out Kat has a backup plan B to go home with the pastor, and the gang's like, Jess is like, well, you know, we're all going home alone. She's like, no, we're not going home alone because they're all together. So they're at the loft throwing out the invites, making jokes about all of the invitations, including that Cece and Chevrangs was still up, which a lot of time feels like it's passed since then.
Like, it's been like a year.
Over a year. Yeah. And they realize that Gabe and Stephanie's wedding is next weekend, but they tear up that one and throw it out because they're just done with weddings. They're not going to be there for Gabe and Stephanie. They're rebelling
against it.
And that is the episode. Joe, I'm going to confuse you. I'm going to ask you a question I've never asked before.
Uh-oh.
Favorite Jess look?
In
this episode?
I would say...
She just wore the one dress.
She only wore the one dress.
Good call.
To the wedding.
But did you like it?
Or did you hate it?
I didn't pay much attention to it. I think the best dress was Jessica Biel.
Well, we're not at best dress, but she did have a nice dress. So before you dive deeper into why you liked her dress, basically just because you have a crush on her, Heather, what was your favorite dress look?
Well, it was the dress she wore to a wedding, but I still would have voted for it, even if it wasn't the only one, because I really liked it. But I also thought her hair and the color lipstick, I just thought Jess looked gorgeous.
I have the same thing. I loved the dress. I loved the middle part and her fluffy hair. I actually just bought a dress just like that, but it's black.
And it's so innocent for trying to hook up.
Yeah. But appropriate for a wedding.
Cece went in red. Are you supposed to go to weddings
in
red?
Wasn't that weird? Yeah, you're just not supposed to wear white. Oh. Or black, really. But I think that's old.
I just thought it was weird because Jess's signature, I wrote that down too, Jess's signature color is red.
So, Joe, your best dressed was Kat. Tell us why.
I just thought it didn't stand out. And it just, like... You still saw it, but it didn't stand out, if that makes sense. In other words, sometimes people can get, like, carried away with their dresses. I feel attacked. I just read, like, Kendall Jenner, like, wore this dress to her friend's wedding. Everybody roasted her.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, I didn't see it, but
the
it was
the Kardashians
like,
have a thing for overdoing.
It was, like, I think it was a cutout or something.
Yeah.
And then I saw this other thing on the internet that said, girl gets uninvited from wedding because she looked better than the bride.
She looks really good. Kick her out? Yeah, she looks beautiful.
Well, that's what Pippa did to Meghan Markle or whatever her name was.
Kate.
Her sister.
Pippa did to Kate. Pippa looked better than Kate. Yeah.
Everyone was talking about Pippa Middleton's figure and her dress at Kate Middleton's wedding.
Yeah, she stood her up.
But she didn't mean to. She didn't stand her up.
It wasn't.
Well, it's because...
You need to clean it up. You need to really tighten up the podcast.
If you see... First of all, the British weddings are, like, crazy. Like, the trains are, like, literal trains. They go for miles. They need their own stoplights. Like, literal trains. So... They're so big, so there is no form-fitting stuff.
Right.
But Pippa, who was, I don't know if she was the best
woman. I think she was maid of honor.
Maid of honor, yeah.
Yeah.
So she wore form-fitting, but very simple.
Okay. Yeah, but that's different. She's not a guest. Like, her sister picked out her dress, or they did
it
together.
At least approved it.
It just happened. It was just, like, a weird sort of phenomenon. But the Kardashians, like, literally wear the most insane designer cutout sparkle dress, and the bride's probably just like, seriously?
Like, they don't get enough attention as it is.
So that's what I mean by it was nice on her, but it didn't stand out.
Oh, it didn't overshadow anyone.
She didn't stand up the bride.
Gotcha.
You know, yeah.
Good call.
Heather, best dressed.
My best dressed, and I feel like everybody's going to take this, Nick's tap shoes.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Yeah. Especially because they made sure he got up and ran away so many times. You hear click, 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 click every time. So it's so funny. Okay, favorite. And also, who thinks of that? Let's put Nick in tap shoes. Like, that's just random. So, favorite Schmidt moment. Heather, we'll start with you since he's your favorite.
Hoof hands.
Okay, that was easy, Joe.
Yeah.
Favorite Schmidt moment?
Oh, gosh. The whole thing around the foursome. But I love how as soon as Nick mentioned, oh, but CeCe broke up with Buster, all of a sudden his whole mind went monogamous.
Exactly. That's interesting. Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't say it's interesting unless you're going to say why. Yeah. Interesting.
Nick's like, why are you acting like that?
Right.
Why are you acting like that?
Why are you so calm?
Because I better go before I say something.
Exactly.
Because CeCe's like, I'm just waiting for you to say something weird.
Yeah.
And then he's in the background of another scene, like stretching.
He is.
Like, yeah, exercising. Okay, Schmidt. So my favorite Schmidt moment was how supportive he was of Jess, but specifically we said, yeah, your bangs part down the middle, you look good. Because it was just so cute, like that he would notice and pay attention.
Okay.
We have a, thank you, we have a zero on the jar count. Favorite funniest moment overall, I hate to be repetitive, but I'm going to stick with the tap shoe running gag because I really enjoyed it. Joe?
So this happened at the start of the show, and probably a lot of people might have missed it. But they were going around like saying, like, well, at the last wedding, you know, I had this girl, I had that girl, you know, and Jess is like, well, at the last wedding, I, an unneutered dog ran up to me.
Yeah.
She said that.
She did.
Because they were all talking about humans, and she's like, an unneutered, what's an unneutered dog?
And
I guess the dog is not fixed, but I mean.
Yeah. Nick had kissed a bridesmaid who had a hospital wristband on and was carrying a dead goldfish.
Yeah,
like, she was in the wedding?
That was funny.
But that, I just thought that was a funny sequence that kind of went under the radar, but to me it was funny.
You catch a lot of like the things I miss, so I appreciate that.
Yeah, because I look for that comedic timing.
You do love it.
It's not really comedic timing, isn't it? Just a joke.
Yeah, but no, but there's timing, the timing of it.
Oh, if you tell it at the wrong time, it will
exactly.
Yeah. Or it might not even relate to what you need.
But
the whole thing around the foursome was just funny because all of a sudden you got Coach doing a salt and pepper thing.
That was Winston.
Or Winston, I mean. And he's like, salt, pepper, mixed in. All of a sudden, Nick's gone.
No, the best is like, is that a pepper inside the salt? How did it get in there?
In that tiny hole.
Heather, what is your favorite or funniest moment?
My favorite is a tie. It's the scene of just giving the soliloquy to the best man about herself.
Yeah, that's a good one.
But also, that one.
Okay. the Honey Roast Award for Best Character Performance and Episode. I put the writers because they thought they should put Nick in tap shoes. And because they did my favorite thing where the whole gang is all in the same room for the whole episode.
I love that, too. It makes me wish I was part of their crew.
Samesies.
And especially it makes me think of my friends. Especially when they make fun of the invitations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Joe, who or what gets your honey roast?
Well, I'll tell you, I like, under the radar type of like this, what went overshadowed was... what's his name? Ted's actual speech to the groom and bride.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, hey, how you doing, Ernest? 6 months sober. No, yeah, I'm just kidding. 3 months.
That was the grandma.
Yeah, the grandma. Yeah.
I don't think her name was Ernest.
Yeah. And then CeCe goes, oh, there's the guy you're going to hook up with. And Jess is like, oh, no way, no way. He's a wedding celebrity. I can't get that.
Yeah, I said that.
You did?
Yeah.
That is a... Well, no, Joe was giving it to favorite funniest moment. Yeah.
So I would think because he's not part of the crew, he kind of held his own with that thing.
Yeah.
You know, and even the decision at the end with Jess and Jessica going, oh my God, when is this guy going to decide?
Oh, you're saying the best man held his own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're giving him the award.
He held his own.
Heather's?
This is interesting. I've only done this, I think, one other time. Maybe zero times. I gave my honey roast to Coach.
Cool.
Because he, like him dealing with all those women, and I know we didn't get to really see it, but all the stupid things he did, it just made me laugh.
Yeah, he's very stupid in this episode.
And every
episode.
Sorry, Coach.
There's a zero on the bear count, per usual. And someone actually tagged me in something where they asked... I think it was Jake Johnson, why is there a bear in every episode? And he said it's an inside joke between the writers that became an inside joke for us, because suddenly one day I was like, why am I talking about bears in this episode? Like,
oh.
But still didn't give the context of where it really came
what
from.
What it came from. Yeah.
So that brings us to discussion questions. Ooh. Joe, do you have one?
So I guess my only one that I would think of after watching this show is just, it had to be regarding weddings.
Mm.
And I guess Jill already asked it, has anyone, does anyone seen how people try to get together? But here's a more interesting thing. They went to 13 weddings over a summer.
Oh, I know.
Well, that
was
crazy.
That's a lot of weddings. And they were up in the ceiling vents. Remember the one where they came through the ducts and all that?
Yeah, that was CC.
Yeah.
I mean, that's normal at that age.
Yeah. I mean, it is. Whoa. So that's what I was going to ask. A, is that normal? I've never been to 13 weddings in 3 or 4 months.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've been to 2 in a week.
Right.
With me and Polly.
Yeah, rare circumstances.
When I was in.
Yeah.
Yeah. You were in it because you were married
in both of them.
And then the one I went on when I was on my honeymoon. Oh my gosh. So anyways...
Wow, Jack, your life's so hard.
It's not 13, but have you ever had, I mean, that's...
They do seem to come in pairs or threes
or
something.
Yeah, when we were
But when you also have...
That's how I was going to answer
When you have
Joe.
5 friends, though, their network is huge.
Exactly.
So to go to 13 is really about 2 people person.
But
person,
see,
you know?
That's why one of my questions was... Let's say, Joe, you have a roommate, and I'm having a wedding, I want to invite you. I'm going to send it to Joe, not Joe and Joe's roommates.
No, but they've lived together for a long time now, so their friends are going to become each other's friends.
Oh,
so, like,
okay.
Nick, Winston, and Schmidt all might have the same friends, and then they're just going to bring Cece and Jess as guests.
Gotcha.
I mean, it's a sitcom, but at the end of the day, it's like the cast of Friends. To me, it wouldn't have been abnormal for them all to have been invited to the same wedding.
Yeah,
they're all
going to
be friends with each other's friends now.
And the Golden Girls were always all invited.
And I don't think... We know how they knew Ted or the bride.
Well,
do
Ted,
we?
They didn't know Ted. They just met him because
he's the best man. But we don't know the relationship.
We don't.
Very true.
They don't even show the bride or the groom.
So
they don't?
No.
No. So are they
crashing?
You
didn't want to spend the extra money on a wedding
Maybe
dress.
Maybe they're crashing. Now, here's
the
other.
They're not crashing. They
here's
were invited.
Here's part 2 of that. How many have you been to in A... Have you, I've never have. Have you ever crashed a wedding? And how do you even crash a wedding these days? Because you got an RSVP.
Well, it's crashing. So, you have an RSVP. First of all, I would like to address that. There has been a time in my life where there have been a lot of weddings at once.
Oh,
and it was when I was about
that
age. Second, because Heather and I are from a big family, there was a time when like our aunts, uncles, and their cousins wouldn't stop getting married. And all we did was go to weddings. And lastly, no, I've never crashed a wedding. That's rude. Although, I can't tell that podcast on here.
You can't tell that podcast.
I can't tell that story on here.
I support the statement. It sounded exaggerated and it's not. Like literally all our aunts and uncles, and we have like a zillion cousins, and they were all like in their late 20s. So it was like every weekend we were going to a wedding, but it was also Groundhog Day because they all had it at the same exact church and the same exact reception hall.
Oh my gosh.
And then we would spend the night at my granny's and go to whoever's house for the opening of the gifts.
Oh.
And that was around when I was in 5th or 6th grade. I loved it because I got to hang out with my aunts and uncles.
Right.
But... I was always tired on Monday when I went back to school.
When Joe and I got married, the next day we opened presents at my parents' house. And it was just my parents and Joe's parents. Like, it wasn't like a whole like thing. And someone gave us like stuff for baking. And it included a mixing bowl. And Joe held it up in front of the group of people. He goes, a bowl for cereal.
But he's a joke.
No!
No! I'll eat cereal out of a mixing bowl.
And he would, his son would do the same thing.
I mean, why pour it 3, 4, 5 times
when
into a little one?
Just
do it once and save the rest, right?
Okay, now I'm going to address, because there was two parts to the wedding crashing story. That one I can't tell and one I can. Someone crashed mine and Joe's wedding.
They do.
Yeah.
Oh,
so my friend Georgie, who
Hi,
very
George.
Well, he doesn't listen a lot, but does occasionally. So such a George move. Came to the wedding with his date. He was his girlfriend, so he got a plus one. We only plus one people. Like Cece, people in relationships. So his girlfriend came to the wedding, and then I don't know if they took separate cars or he drove her home, but he didn't want her to be his guest for the reception.
Oh,
and then our friend Jeremy was suddenly at the reception. And, like, Jeremy lived out of state, so I would have invited him. I love him so much. I'm so glad he was there. But he's what is happening? Like, where'd your girlfriend go? He's like, oh, no, I wanted Jeremy for the reception, but she came to the wedding.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
It is classic George.
Invited to
I would be I would be a fly on the wall when he explained that to that woman.
Well, have you?
Yeah,
guys,
what are you doing to drop her off?
Yeah,
I'm going home to bed. I'm going to bed.
Maybe he said there was no reception.
Yeah,
I'm literally going to call him after this.
I'm kind of tired. I'm going to the gym.
Yeah, exactly. Gotta go home to bed. Gotta go back to work.
Yeah.
There was no Instagram back then. He wasn't getting caught.
That's true.
But what I was going to say about that, oh, have you guys ever been invited? This isn't my question, but on that vein, I've been invited to weddings, but not the reception.
Really?
Yeah, because you're not, like, certain Mormon weddings, I was invited just to the reception. But then this one time my hairdresser was like, I don't have any more room. It was just like a one-time hairdresser. But you can come to the wedding itself. And I'm like, no, you're just trying to get a gift. You can come to the wedding. I don't want to go for the boring
part. That is weird.
Part.
Yeah, you got to have both parts. Yeah.
But his question was just if you've ever walked into the wrong restroom, because I did that at Angel Game once. And it was very embarrassing.
I almost did, but my Uncle Mark caught me.
That's good. Joe, yeah. We already told the story about when you opened the bathroom.
Those unisex bathrooms on the beach. Yeah.
You know, we already told that one.
No, I mean,
classic Joe.
Guys, when you have to go really, really bad and there's like nothing, it's kind of a guy's event and there's no girls around, you'll sneak in, but you're very, very cautious about what you're doing. Like, you got to yell first.
Yeah, you definitely shouldn't do that.
Hey, this or that, but
what guy's event are you at a public place that has a men and women's restroom?
Maybe a casino.
I'm moving on. No.
But
that's literal nonsense.
But
there are definitely women at the casino.
I mean, most sporting events, the woman's bathroom is ridiculous.
The
line is so ridiculous long. Where the guys are just
same with the nightclub. When I was younger, we would go into the men's restroom and or a male friend would stand at the door.
Yeah.
That definitely does happen.
But when you do it on accident, it's embarrassing.
Yeah.
And you can do that in some of them, because some of them, the sign, the placard is not always there.
Yeah,
especially those ones where you can take a left or a right and go in like that.
Yeah.
Just like, or they got like Outback Steakhouse. Used to have it in Australian.
Oh,
so either you're a bloke or like a Joey. I don't know. I'm like, am I a bloke? I'm Joey, but I don't know if I'm a bloke or a Joey.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, oh my God, I'm Googling what's a guy, what's a girl in Australia?
Wow,
oh my gosh.
There's usually pictures that go with it.
It's tough. Yeah, it's got pictures.
One time at my work, the women's restroom sign fell down and we had an event. And so I asked the two humane officers who work there, like, can you guys fix it for me? Because by default, I'm one of the few men who work there. We asked them to do everything. And so they drew a stick figure of a woman in a dress and taped it to the door. I was like, that is not what I was looking for.
Yeah. Well, in the last year of Hard Summer, they had Live Nation, and the promoter is really, they're really woke. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
So they did away with men's women's bathrooms. And they were would draw a figure of a man and on the bottom put a dress on him.
Joe,
you know what I'm saying?
No,
I'm like,
No,
I'm telling you, it was.
That's just the women's restroom.
No, it was. I'm telling you, it was. You can tell the woman's figure, but the broad shoulders and also. I'm telling you,
Joe.
They said we're doing unisex bathrooms.
So they put a man in a dress.
Yep,
that's just a woman's figure.
No, to tell you that a man and a woman can go in there.
Like, how do you look like a man on top?
He had broad shoulders.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Heather. Please ask your question.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Crazy.
Yeah. Oh, Joe. That was one of my favorite Joe stories. Okay, so I asked, do people really go to weddings to hook up?
Because
Joe and I didn't know that happened.
They don't go to hook up. It's just like a side thing that happens.
Never knew it. Of course, I don't go to weddings. So, okay, I'm going to say... Does everyone feel like this was a strong enough season opener?
Yes, I love this episode. It's one of my favorites, Joe.
Samesies.
I think so. I mean, it was...
They always have good
season It was openers. Very yeah. centrally focused on that, but... Because you would think the begin... They had the end of something in the beginning. Think about that phrase.
The end of summer.
They had the end of something in the beginning.
Of a relation, of a marriage.
Right. They usually have the beginning of something in the beginning. So they kind of switched it around, which I guess if you like things switched around, then it would You'll make like sense.
The episode. Well, I will say, I think that they did a big jump from when Jess and Nick could barely figure out, stop flirting with each other, they came back together, they not, to suddenly they go to weddings and encourage people to hook up with other people. That's the only thing that bothered me about it. I thought, hey guys, I wasn't on that journey. I'm still in the awkward phase, and now suddenly...
But I know if I had watched New Girl the way it was originally, like, on TV, and I'd spent a whole summer away from them, I would have wanted to see equal parts of all. So,
like we did.
Yeah, so we did. Yeah, so that's why I think it was a strong... Thank you. And then I have another one, and it's, have you ever been intimidated by a celebrity wedding party member? Like, oh, they're a wedding celebrity.
Oh, because they were, like, the maid of honor or the best.
Yeah.
When I was a little girl, I used to think they were, like, so cool and they were celebrities.
The brides?
No, the bridal party.
Oh, you did?
I'm like, ooh, they must be special. That's they're in the program. Nice. Joe? No.
Not really. So my brother used to be in radio in Phoenix. He was on a very popular morning show.
I remember that.
And so his wedding had a lot of celebrities.
But actual celebrities.
Real
celebrities.
But yeah, but they were the, you know, they were the speakers and everything else.
Oh,
and,
nice.
And, but to me, they were just John, Jim, and Joe. You know what I'm saying?
Because like, you were friends with them.
Just yeah. I knew who they were.
Oh, that's fun.
You know what I'm saying? So it doesn't get like that. Other than that, I don't know. The weddings that I've been to, I don't know. I don't even see celebrities as celebrities.
Yeah, she's not asking you if there's ever been a celebrity at your wedding that you've been to. She's saying, like, just like refer a wedding to the,
celebrity.
The best man as a wedding celebrity.
Oh, yeah. Like, no, I haven't done that. No. I haven't put them on a pedestal like
Heather?
That.
I actually did. I was at my best friend Ellie and Doug's wedding, and same as Jess, I was like, whoa. Best man is a fine fox, but I wasn't going to go up. So he's a wedding celebrity. I don't know him. Mm-hmm. I was hardly going to ask the true wedding celebrities, Ellie and Doug.
They're busy.
To introduce me to him. So then a couple weeks later, they planned like a bowling alley party or something. And then he was there. And then I met him and he didn't like me and I didn't like him.
Oh.
Great story, Heather.
Well, it's the wedding celebrity.
Well, I think if you would have had a picture of you and a guy that looked like Larry King, you might have had a shot.
He and I would be married now.
We've been at that wedding.
Oh, that's a good one, Joe.
He'd be in our podcast. Is there more? Or
I'm trying to see. I just have last one. How does everybody feel about CeCe and Buster being broken up?
Well, that was ridiculous, so I'm pretty good about it. Joe?
To me, it's Buster Who. Because I don't remember the guy. I just don't...
Buster
He was kind of, like, arrogant, I think, and kind of...
A little conceited.
Yeah.
It was
so
random.
Much different than Robbie.
Way different.
Yeah, so that's why I say Buster Who.
Yeah, I'm surprised Schmidt acted all surprised, because I never expected it to last. And if I caught... And I might not have caught it right. I thought she had spent the summer in Australia and was coming back.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's way too much together time. So
well, she might have gone to Australia for like a week.
Oh, I was thinking
she
spent the summer
maybe
there.
She went to visit him.
Oh, and then they realized it didn't work out. Yeah. And then the only other... Yeah, that's all, actually. Yeah.
Great. Okay, so that concludes this discussion. We will see you next week for another strong episode, Season 4, Episode 2, Dice. We hope you guys have a good start to your new year. We will hopefully still see you and hear us talk, even if Lamorne starts his own podcast.
It will be dicey.
Oh, wow. Okay, bye.